new report finds seniors in Wisconsin are being scammed out of hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Here's one example of a real-life solicitation that one of our producers actually received, and we should note that it's edited for time and to cover up some information.
I promised you that information about bringing in $10,000 or more every 10 to 14 days. So I'm just going to leave this here on your voicemail so you have it. But if you can, just write this down. www.com. Let me spell that for you. .com. Go to check it out as soon as you can. Trust me, you'll be very happy you did. Even retirees are doing well here.
So that, again, was a scam phone call message that one of our producers received. We bleeped out the website because we didn't want anyone to think we were sending them there. Our next guest says that there are a number of different ways that scams are sent to people and that they fall victim to, but there are ways to protect yourself and your loved ones. Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz is Southwest Regional Director of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Tiffany, thanks so much for coming to the studio.
Good afternoon.
Give us a sense of the scope of this problem.
Well, we see scams 10 times a day. I mean, we're all targeted. We're targeted by email. We're targeted by phone calls, which you're probably very aware of. That's where the majority of them come from. We're targeted by text messages. We're targeted by pop-up ads. And everybody that you know has been targeted by a scam. However, today we're talking more specifically about senior scams. Seniors are very vulnerable to those scams.
And why are seniors so particularly vulnerable?
Well, there's a variety of reasons why they're vulnerable. Typically, seniors are very polite. They don't want to be rude. So when a scammer calls, they're going to take that call rather than just hang up on them. Most people think that they have more assets, that they're just a very vulnerable population. So, they're just very vulnerable.
We may get to a point in the future where seniors have used technology through a large portion of their life. But right now, it also seems that maybe seniors might be a little less tech savvy and a little less tech literate. And that, I'm guessing, could feed into this as well.
Right. Absolutely. And scammers know that seniors, they want to communicate with their grandchildren and their children who are very involved with social media through text, the texting platforms, through the social media platforms, email platforms. They want to be involved in their lives. So that's another avenue for the scammer to go ahead and target the senior.
So we talked about phone scams, and those can be pretty convincing for any of us, but certainly especially for seniors. How do you differentiate between scams and legitimate calls?
A scam will always have a piece of information that makes it seem real. However, there should be red flags that go off depending on what type of scam you're looking for. I want to bring into the equation imposter scams. And I'll share a situation that happened with me. And I'm a consumer. I'm not a senior. We're all consumers and we all get hit with scams. But recently my health insurance changed to Humana. And I got a phone call from a scammer. It was during the week, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They called me from an 888 number saying, "Hi, this is Humana, your health insurance company. We have some important information for you. Please call us back 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And here's your special 7-digit code to call us back." So the red flags there were, yes, Humana is my new health insurance company, but what insurance company is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
We wish they were, right?
Right. They called from an 888 number that was very similar to the number on the back of my card to call the customer service number.
And 888 is toll free. But I'm guessing that information was probably not correct.
Right. It was very similar, but it was not the same phone number. And it gave me a 7-digit code. Your health insurance company will never give you a 7-digit code. So there were pieces of information in there that made you think. And usually that's how a scam call is going to work. There's going to be a piece of information in there that seems real, but there's going to be other pieces of information, like the phone call that we had heard. The scammer was very broken English. That should be a red flag right there. Mm-hmm. Just listen to the call. Start asking questions. Typically, you shouldn't even take the phone call. Just don't answer or hang up on them. But if you do take the call, be very, very careful. And don't think that you can take on the scammer, because these scammers are professionals. And sometimes you think you're taking them on and they end up threatening you at the end of the call. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Tiffany Schultz. She is the Southwest Regional Director of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. We're talking about the hundreds of millions of dollars that elderly people in Wisconsin are being scammed out of. Now, we've talked about a few ways that someone who's actually receiving the call or the email. One of the things with emails is that you can hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. And often right away, you can tell that's not coming from Humana or some legitimate business.
Right. It'll be a weird email address that it's coming from. We've been seeing more and more business email compromise scam emails where it looks like it's coming from somebody legitimate. But if you really look at it, it's not. Never click on a link that's in an email. Never click on a pop-up ad. Sometimes if you click on those, that can go to a scammer who puts malware on your computer to gain access to it. And then once they have access to your computer, they can get access to all your financial information if you used online sites for banking and online purchasing.
So it sounds like being more suspicious than we maybe wish we needed to be is kind of a good rule
right
to follow.
Be extremely careful when you're shopping online as well. You can always check out free business profiles at bbb.org too. Do your research on a company or a link anytime that you're out there doing business with somebody. You want to make sure that it is legitimate.
So what actions should grown children of seniors take to help their parents? Maybe their parents are hearing this, but maybe they're not. What's the best way to pass information along or share resources with?
Educate. Don't answer phone numbers you don't know. If it's important enough, it will go to email or email or voicemail. You want to take the time to report those calls too. And you can do that at bbb.org/scam tracker. And it takes you through the process. Any information that you can give us is great because then we get out there and we can warn others about it.
So that's bbb.org/scam tracker.
Scam tracker. Yes.
Probably easier to type than to say. Well, and that gets to something. A lot of people really, really want to see scammers brought to justice. How difficult is it, not to discourage people from reporting, of course, but I know that there are some big hurdles to being able to catch and prosecute people.
Right. And the more information we have, the better. So what really is important is taking the time to report that scam, whether you're reporting it to BBB.org, you're reporting it to the local police department, you're reporting it to the FTC, you're reporting it to DATCP. Report those scams because our education, our outreach will lessen those scams. There's always going to be something that probably takes its place, but the more educated we are, the more the scammer's not going to get the best of us.
And I have seen sites where, like, you can plug in a phone number. Like, if you get a call from a number, you can plug it in, and sometimes it will tell you, like, likely scam. Are those pretty reliable as well, just to check things out?
Do your research on them before you go ahead and do it. The best thing that you can do is report the phone number to us, and then we can take the investigation and go from there.
Is there anything in the works on the state or federal level that will help crack down on crime like this?
We're always trying to work with the other agencies and law enforcement to shut these down. So there's work going on behind the scenes, and being a smart consumer is another way to shut these scams down as well. Don't fall for what they're trying to sell you or trying to scam you out of.
So keep an eye on emails that we're getting, especially if they're links or things to download. Keep an eye on phone calls, texts, in the mail as well?
Mail, pop-up ads on your computer as well. You've probably seen it where there's like an antivirus that pops up, and it's not legitimate, but people think that it is when they say your computer is at risk. Before you click on anything, do your research.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the information.
Thanks for having me.
Tiffany Schultz is the Southwest Regional Director of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. She joined us to talk about the different ways that seniors are targeted with scams, and Wisconsin seniors are losing millions of dollars each year to scammers.